two humiliating defeats handed to Notre Dame in the past 2 years, the Irish are itching to get back at them. 2 years ago, Army beat Notre Dame 59-0 in this very stadium. Last year, Army beat Notre Dame 48-0. And the Fighting Irish have come into this game unbeaten and swearing they're going to get vengeance this afternoon. As for Army, they've still got the touchdown twins of Blanchard and Davis. It's an unbeaten cadet team, one of the finest to ever roll westward from West Point. So these two teams getting all ready to kick off to each other in just a second. The Yankee Stadium, and the sun is shining down for the moment now. Sun is trying to peek through the gray clouds as the game will just about get underway in roughly some 30 seconds. Unbeaten Army tackling unbeaten Notre Dame from the Yankee Stadium in New York City, and the place is literally jumping. It's jam-packed. There are 75,000 people in attendance at the moment. You couldn't get another person in here with a shoehorn. The crowd came early to watch the cadets march in. They're already in there seated. 1,000 of the student body from Notre Dame came on from South Bend, and their cheers are reverberating throughout the autumn air. It's going to be Notre Dame kicking off, Army receiving. Army wins the toss and likes to receive, and Army is going to defend the eastern goal. They have the wind a little bit at their back. What little wind there is, but it isn't enough to help or to hinder. So it'll be Notre Dame kicking off, Army receiving, and holding for Notre Dame. Holding will probably be Lou Jack. And kicking for the Irish will be George Conner, a transfer from Holy Cross. And the game is just about to get underway. So settle back for an afternoon as unbeaten Army hits unbeaten Notre Dame. Both swear they're going to win today. And the ultimate winner undoubtedly will be the national champion after this game is over. Referee, Raleigh Barnum. He speaks to both captains and says, "Are you ready?" Just as though somebody told all 75,000 people to get up, get off their, well, just get up off the chairs. They all stand up and wait for this kickoff to rocket off the ground into the air. Army and Notre Dame, the Yankee Stadium, the temperature down in the 50s. It's a cold day, and that's a break, incidentally, for Army. It means the play can keep his first team in most of the afternoon. He wanted to do it. Deepest for the Army are Blanchard and Davis. They're standing all the way back on the Army goal line. Holding for Notre Dame will be Johnny Lujak. Game is a little bit delayed, getting underway. The crowd has surged down into the playing field. The police are beating them back. They got them back now. The kickoff will be coming in just a moment. The sidelines are jam-packed with humanity. George Conner comes forward. The game is underway, and the kick is up in the air. It's rolling down all the way to the Notre Dame 20-yard line. It's taken on the 20 by Arnold Tucker. He's up to the 25, up to the 30, up to the 35. Stays on his feet, goes to the 40. He goes all the way up to the Army 45-yard line before he's finally brought down. Arnold Tucker, quarterback of Army. There's the ball from the Army 20 up to the Army 45. He hurdles right through the center of the Notre Dame line. Notre Dame onto the defense, Army onto the offense. First and 10 for the cadets. Terry Brennan back in semi-safety position. He's starting at left halfback for Notre Dame. Backfield is Lujak, Sitko, Mello, and Brennan. That's the starting Notre Dame backfield. Army in their key formation. In motion this time is Glenn Davis. Ball is given to Blanchard. Blanchard into the center line. He fumbles the ball. The ball's rolling around and it's recovered by Army. Barney Poole, left end of Army, recovers on the Notre Dame 49-yard line. Glenn Davis fumbled that ball. He had handled it to Blanchard. Blanchard let it slip out of his hands for a minute. He tried to heave a lateral through Davis. Davis couldn't get his mitts anywhere near the ball. The ball squirted away from him. And Barney Poole, the left end of Army, recovered. So it's still the cadet's ball in the first fumble of the afternoon. Ball has been advanced on that play. Approximately 6 yards. Call it a fumble play, if you will, but it counts. 10 seconds of playing time have gone by in the first period of the game from the Yankee Stadium, and Army is down in the Notre Dame territory thanks to a recovered fumble made by Army and recovered by the cadets. In motion this time is Rip Rowan going out to the left. Ball is given this time to Glenn Davis. Davis into the center of the line, and he gains very little. Hands it to Blanchard. There is very little gain on that play. Johnny Mastrangelo, the right guard of Notre Dame, comes in to make that stop. Actually, there was no gain on the play, but there's going to be a penalty. Red flag was dropped, the red handkerchief, and it looks like it's a penalty against Army. Looks like it is a penalty against Army for holding, which, if true, will be a 15-yard penalty. Referee is in now talking to the captain of the Army team. That's Johnny Lujak, asking him what he wants to do. Ball is resting on the Notre Dame 49-yard line. Here comes the penalty against Army. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 yards. Holding on Army. Army is sent all the way back to their own 36-yard line. So Army had the ball a moment ago, second and four on the Notre Dame 49-yard line. Thanks to that holding penalty, they now have the ball second down and 18 yards to go. Make it 19 to go. The four they needed and the 15 they just got penalized. Rowan deployed way out to the left. In motion this time is Blanchard. The ball is given to Davis. Davis comes over the short side of his line. He reaches the Army 40-yard line, goes to the 41. He's knocked down on the 41 by Johnny Lujak, Terry Brennan, and Jim Mello. All bring him down. That'll bring up the third down and still leave 13 yards to be gained. Army's ball, they picked up enough yardage for a first down, but they were penalized at 15 yards when they were detected holding. And so this game, with now almost 2 minutes of score having gone by in the first period, finds the score Army nothing, Notre Dame nothing. And Notre Dame is playing a five-man line with three men backing up that line. Davis and Blanchard doing the ball carrying to date. It is third and 13. The cadets' ball deployed way out to the right is Rip Rowan on a wide-open formation. Tucker behind the center in the D. In motion this time is Doc Blanchard. Ball goes back to Glenn Davis. He throws a ladder out to Blanchard. Blanchard gets hit and he catches it. He's thrown for a loss. He's dropped back on the Army 39-yard line by George Strohmeyer, roving center of Notre Dame. A completed lateral tossed by Davis, caught by Blanchard. No gain on the play, a loss of 2 yards. It'll be fourth down coming up now, 16 yards to go. Army's ball and back in safety position for Army. On the right is Emil Sitko. On the left is Terry Brennan. Two safety men and are standing back on the Irish 25-yard line. In front formation for Army is Glenn Davis. All-American Davis is standing back on his own 27. He'll boot from the 30. Army's in punt formation. It's fourth and 16. Here's the kick. It's up in the air. It's coming over towards Terry Brennan. Brennan is signaling he's going to take it. He lets the ball bound all the way down to the Notre Dame 20-yard line. And it's stopping on the 20. Terry doesn't even try to handle it. Terry Brennan very wisely realizing that he has to take a dangerously bouncing ball and try and run it up the field if he can get his mix on it. Elects to let the ball roll. Actually, it didn't roll more than 2 or 3 feet after it hit the ground. Notre Dame ball, first and 10 on the Irish 20-yard line. Notre Dame out of the huddle. Army playing a six-man line. Two men backing up that line. Notre Dame in the T formation. Jim Mello in the fullback spot this time. He's deployed out wide to the right. Ball goes to Terry Brennan over to Emil Sitko. Sitko goes from the 21 to the 22 and then it's knocked back to the 20-yard line. I don't think there was any gain on that play. Emil Sitko moves it forward to the 20-yard line. He fumbles in the pit. Army recovered on the Notre Dame 23-yard line. Sitko fumbled and Army recovered on the Notre Dame 23. It's Army's ball down on the Notre Dame 23-yard line. As Sitko, as he plowed into that line, let the ball get away from him. And Jimmy, the center of Army, recovered for the cadets. Here's a running play. The ball is passed out to Doc Blanchard. He's going around the left side of his line. He's stopped for a loss. He started from the 27. He just about got back to the 26, but remember the line is scrimmage with the 24. So on that play, there was a loss of 2 yards. I hope you can follow this rapid fire. It has to be rapid. So much is happening. Notre Dame's Emil Sitko in the first running play for the Fighting Irish fumbled. As he came through the center of the line, he had passed the 22. He fell forward to the 24. The ball squirted away from him. Jeannie, the center of Army, fell on it. It was Army's ball. On the first running play, Doc Blanchard tried to skirt around his own left end, and he lost 2 yards. So it is now second down coming up, 12 yards to go. Army's ball down on the Notre Dame 27-yard line. Army out of the huddle very quickly now. This is a golden opportunity for the cadets. In motion this time is Davis. Tucker throwing a quick pass out to Davis. He's down to the 20, stays on his feet, and he's back down to the 19-yard line. Glenn Davis, fullback of Army, running it down to the 19-yard line as he takes a quick pass from Arnold Tucker. As the first forward pass of the afternoon, and it's complete. It moves the cadet team down to the Notre Dame 19-yard line. Terry Brennan, the left halfback, had to come up from almost the goal line to make that save, and he did it with a one-handed tackle, which spun Davis around and dropped him to the ground. It is third down, coming up 5 yards to go. Army's ball down on the Notre Dame 19-yard line. We've just started the game from the Yankee Stadium. There's no score as yet, but the cadets are deep down in Notre Dame territory. In motion is Rip Rowan this time. Ball is given this time to Doc Blanchard. Blanchard pulls his way down to the 16-yard line, and he stops on the 16-yard line. Doc Blanchard pulling his way between left tackle and left guard before Georgie Connor, the left tackle of Notre Dame, can stop him. Ball is resting on the Notre Dame 16-yard line. It is fourth down coming up 2 yards to go. This can be one of the crucial plays of this game. If Army picks up this 2 yards, they've got a first down way deep in the territory. If Notre Dame can hold them, they'll take over. Army's ball, fourth and two, down on the Notre Dame 16-yard line. Formation. Tucker calling these signals. Nobody in motion this time. Ball is given to Blanchard. Blanchard past the 15. He's down to the 14-yard line. And he is thrilled back all the way back to the 16-yard line. Let's see where the referee says that ball was stopped. If he says it was stopped on the 14, it's a first down. If he says it's on the 15, it's not a first down. They're going to bring the line sticks into measure. Hang on to your seats. This makes a great deal of difference whether Army got that first down or not. If they didn't, they missed it by inches. Ball is resting just high of the 14-yard line. I believe Notre Dame stopped them. They did! Notre Dame stopped them on the 14-yard line. Notre Dame takes over first and 10 on their own 14-yard line. Army goes back into the defense. Notre Dame onto the offensive. A fighting band of Irishmen have come out of South Bend, Indiana, determined to stop a team that hasn't been stopped since 1943. Single wing over the right for Notre Dame this time. Ball is given to Terry Brennan over to Sitko. Sitko going around the left side of his line. Gives it back to Brennan. Gets up to the 20, stays on his feet, goes to the 25, and he's knocked out on the 25-yard line. Referee May Stay stepped out on the 23. Rip Rowan at fullback made the tackle for Army. Army's defense is different than their offense. And that, I mean, the alignment of players is completely different. Blanchard playing a wing back on offense, plays generally defensive fullback. Notre Dame has the ball now. It is second down, 1 yard to go. A gain of 9 yards on that play. They ran it from the 16 to the 25-yard line. Here's a quick flip pass. The ball is given to Jimmy Mello, the fullback. He goes into the center of the line, and he just about picks up that first down. And I think it is a first down for Notre Dame. Hang on to your seats while we see whether it is or it isn't. They're going to measure this one, too. Bringing line 6 in, and it is. It's a first down for Notre Dame. Terry Brennan, left halfback of Notre Dame, gets credit for a beautiful block on that play. Here's the defensive arrangement for Army. Rip Lowen in at fullback. Glenn Davis at one wing back. Blanchard at the other. Notre Dame ball first and 10 on their own 26-yard line. Key formation. In motion is Terry Brennan for the Irish. Ball is given this time to Mello. Mello to Sitko. Sitko comes across the 30, leads to the 35. He splits the Army line wide open as he runs all the way up the field to the 36-yard line. Amos Sitko, right halfback of Notre Dame, who put the Irish in that terrible hole a moment ago when he fumbled, comes up to the 36-yard line. And this Army team, which if you're an Army supporter, don't you give up just because Notre Dame's running through them now. This is one of the great teams of all time, that Army team. Hasn't been beaten since 43. Terry Brennan out wide this time for Notre Dame. Single wing back formation. The ball is given to Amos Sitko again. He tries the same play over the right side of the line and gains at most 2 yards. He reaches the Notre Dame 39-yard line before he is finally throttled by Joe Steffi and Jim Venus. Another first down for Notre Dame, and a tremendous cheer splits the heavens as the Irish supporters realize that their team has reeled off 2 first downs while Army has not been able to make any. There are 7.5 minutes of playing time remaining in the first period in the Yankee Stadium. The score is nothing to nothing. Notre Dame has the ball, and they are working it out of danger. In motion this time is Jim Mello. Notre Dame running out of the T formation. Ball is given to Terry Brennan. Brennan over the right side of the line, and he gains nothing. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, and Sheldon Biles, left tackle of Army, smacks him down. No gain on that play. It'll be second down coming up 9 yards, 9.5 yards to go. A gain of 0.5 yard. Army, with a very strong, powerful line, have gone out of a 5-man defensive formation into a 6-man defensive formation with 2 men backing it up to stop Notre Dame after the Irish had reeled off 2 consecutive first downs. Notre Dame's ball running out of the T formation. The ball is given this time on the cross button. Jim Mello. Mello on a reverse give to the Sitko. Sitko goes to the 45. He's knocked down just shy of the 45 by Sheldon Biles and by Jim Enos. A gain of 5 yards on that play. It'll be third down coming up, 4.5 yards to go. We're halfway through the first third of the football game from the Yankee Stadium. The National Broadcasting Company is sending across this nation. And the score is Army nothing, Notre Dame nothing. Here comes Notre Dame out of the huddle very quickly. Jim Martin deployed way out to the left this time. He's Notre Dame's left end. He's 15 yards out to the left of his tackle. A quick flip pass is thrown out to Jimmy Martin. Martin drops it. Pass thrown out to Martin. Whistle on the play. It wouldn't have counted had it been completed. But nevertheless, it wasn't even completed. So the ball is returned to the line of scrimmage. It brings up the fourth down, leaves 5 yards to go. It is Notre Dame's ball on their own 45-yard line, and the Irish took over on their own 16, returned it to the 45, so they're in much better shape than they were when they recovered this ball. Glenn Davis, left halfback of Army, goes back into safety position, as does Arnold Tucker. Nothing to nothing. Score halfway through the first period. Tucker deployed out to the left, Davis to the right. In the backfield of the Army, and kicking for Army will be Johnny Lujak on that weak ankle. Let's see what happens. He boots it, gets a nice kick up in the air. Waiting to take it is Mr. Glenn Davis. He takes it. Junior has it on the 20s, up to the 25, gets away from two men, stays on his feet, and he is finally knocked down as he comes all the way up to the Army 35-yard line. Glenn Junior Davis is hit by Johnny Lujak, quarterback of Notre Dame, who made that tackle. Well, if Mr. Lujak has got a bad ankle and hasn't showed today, he got a beautiful kick away and then came up the field to make the tackle, and he tackled a guy who's pretty hard to bring down, Glenn Davis. Here comes Army out of the huddle. It's their ball, first and 10 on their own 34-yard line. Army is running out of a modified single wing back formation. In motion is Blanchard this time. The ball is given to Davis. Davis breaks into the clear before he stays on his feet and is finally hit by a safety man on the 44 as he comes up the field for almost a first down. Glenn Davis runs off 7.5 big yards. Jim Mello, fullback of Notre Dame, playing safety for the Irish. Last man who could get him finally got him. Davis broke through the line, broke into the secondary, appeared as though he were going for a touchdown for the moment, as he looked like he might be headed for pay dirt into the clear. Jimmy Mello, defensive fullback for Notre Dame, actually playing safety man, was the last man who could get his hands on him, and he did. He stopped him after an 8-yard gain, and it's now Army's ball. Second down, 2 yards to go, and the ball is resting on the Army 43-yard line, and time has been called. First period of the football game from the Yankee Stadium. Army nothing, Notre Dame nothing. A very even game today. Here's a Notre Dame cheer from across the field with time off. Let's listen. In case you came in late or didn't hear the starting lineup, I'll go over the backfields in a moment because these are very important. For Army, the sensational touchdown twins, unanimously All-American on everybody's team, Glenn Davis and Doc Blanchard, are both in the game. One's at the left wing back, the other at the right. Rip Rowan is in for Ut Fusion at fullback. Fusion was hurt this week. Rowan is starting. Actually, Rowan is slightly the faster of the two. Arnold Tucker is in at quarterback. And just as we say that Rowan is in at fullback, Jay West comes in to replace him in the Army backfield. The Notre Dame backfield, Johnny Lujack, the man with a weak ankle, who made the newspaper headlines all week long as to whether he was or was not able to play today, is starting at quarterback. Emil Sitko is at right half, Terry Brennan at left, and Jim Mello at full. Marty Wendell has come in at center. George Strohmeyer has gone out. That's a change for Notre Dame. Other than that, the lineups remain as is. Notre Dame and Army have played each other every year since 1913. And what a game that first one was. In motion this time at Blanchard. The ball is given to Glenn Davis. Davis gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's all he gets back to. Got back to the line of scrimmage, and he was stopped on the line of scrimmage by Billy Fisher, the left guard of Notre Dame. They had tried to mousetrap Fisher, pulled him into the center of the line, but whoever was to get him when he got in that trap didn't get him. He got out of the trap and spilled Mr. Davis. First game played between these two teams goes all the way back to 1913. It was the first forward pass ever seen in the East. A gentleman by the name of Mr. Gus Doré threw it, and a pretty well-known gentleman by the name of Newt Rockne caught it. Notre Dame beat the Army that afternoon on those passes. Single wing over the right this time. Glenn Davis again. He gives it to Blanchard. Blanchard on a shovel pass goes into the center of the line, and he may have picked up a first down. It's very, very close to it. If you hear a terrific roar go up from the cadets, you'll know he did. It looks like he missed it by about 6 inches. They're going to bring in the line sticks now. Wait and see. If a big roar goes up from the Army side, you'll know that it is a first down. And it's going to be, I believe, about 6 inches shy of a first down. It is 6 inches shy of a first down. So it is fourth down for Army. 6 inches to go. Now, you quarterbacks, what would you do? A nothing-nothing ball game. Both your teams unbeaten. You're playing for the national championship of the United States. And you have a fourth down with 6 inches to go on your own 44-and-a-half-yard line. Would you take a chance on those 6 inches and maybe give it to Notre Dame if they hold you, or would you play it safe and kick? Army is going to gamble. They're going to run for it. Billy West in the fullback spot this time. Ball is given to West. It goes right in the center of the line. He picks up a first down for Army. Billy West, fullback for the United States Military Academy. The cadet team bolts his way right through the center of the line. He hit it hard. His drive had formed a wedge. He shoved his body through, and it picked up about a foot and a half. All he needed was 6 inches. Here's a reverse play with Doc Blanchard over his own right tackle. He, in turn, lateraled it back to Billy West. As West came up to the center of the line, West picks up 2 yards as he moves it up to about the Army 49-yard line. Give him a gain of 3 yards on that play. It'll be second down coming up, 7 yards to go. There are 4 minutes of playing time remaining in the first period of the football game from the Yankee Stadium, and the score is Notre Dame nothing, Army nothing. Army has the ball just 1 yard shy of the middle of the field. It's about halfway between the two sideline stripes and just about halfway down the field. Billy West in the middle of the tee. It is Davis back for the forward pass. He pulls one over the center line to Barney Poole, the left end of Army. And that is very close to a first down. It's a completed forward pass, and Barney Poole goes high into the air and catches it on the Notre Dame 44-yard line. He's hit immediately by Johnny Fallon, the right tackle of Notre Dame. And they may measure this to see whether it's another first down for Army. Army reels off 2 first downs in a row. That means that Notre Dame has made 2 first downs in this period, and so has Army. Army is, for the second time this afternoon, down into Notre Dame territory. They recovered a fumble and got down there before. Now they're working their way down. Glenn Davis in motion. Ball is back to Tucker. Tucker back for a forward pass for Army. Throws it under flat. Incomplete. Intended for Bonnie Poole. Nowhere near Mr. Poole. Poole goes high into the air, but he can't go high enough. Jimmy Mello, fullback in Notre Dame, is the only man who gets his fingers on it, and he bats it viciously down to the ground. Incomplete. Second down, 10 yards to go. The ball is resting on the Notre Dame 44-yard line. It's Army's ball. We have 3 minutes of playing time remaining in the first period, and the score is Notre Dame nothing, Army nothing. A jam-packed Yankee Stadium, 75,000 people. Largest crowd to ever see a football game in this city. Army's T-formation, Glenn Davis in motion this time. Tucker takes the ball, gives it on a wide sweeping play, attempts to give it to Davis, keeps it himself when he sees that Davis isn't open. He swings around, tries to cut inside a right guard and right tackle. And he may have picked up a yard, but I don't think he did. Jim Martin, left end of Notre Dame, is the man who stopped him. It'll be third down coming up now. About 9 yards still to go. Give him credit for a 1 yard gain on that play. Army's ball. They have it on the Notre Dame 43-yard line. Notre Dame playing a 5-man line with 3 men backing up that line. Leahy's thrown a very unorthodox defense at these boys. Ball is back to Glenn Davis. Davis takes the ball pass. Instead gives it to Blanchard on the old Statue of Liberty. And Blanchard is thrown for a loss. He's dropped all the way back on the Notre Dame 45-yard line. Glenn Davis cocks his arm back as though he's going to throw a pass. He doesn't do it. Blanchard comes around behind him, takes it out of his outstretched arm, keeps on circling around the left end of the Army team, and Emil Sitko, right halfback of Notre Dame, comes sailing out of nowhere to tackle Blanchard and throws him for a 3-yard loss. So it will be fourth down coming up now, about 12 yards to go, and back into punt formation for Army. Kicking for Army will be Mr. Glenn Davis. He's standing all the way back on the Army 45-yard line. Army gets ready to boot. He boots it up in the air. It is going down towards the Notre Dame goal line. It's taken out of the goal line by Sitko. He's back to the 5, up to the 10, up to the 15, and he's down on the 20. Emil Sitko knocked down on the Notre Dame 20-yard line. It is Notre Dame's ball. First and 10 on their 20-yard line. And we're coming towards the end of the first period now. Referee says that Mr. Sitko reached the 22-yard line. So it'll be Notre Dame's ball, first and 10 on their own 22. Neither team's been able to gain consistently. They have an equal number of first downs. Deployed out to the left this time is Terry Brennan. He's some 15 yards out wide. Back for a quick forward pass, and the ball is batted down as Johnny Lujak. Lujak goes high into the air to throw to Jack Silly, but he can't get it away. He just pitches the ball out of his grasp, and as he does, Sheldon Biles, left tackle of Army, hits the ball down to the ground before it even passes the line of scrimmage. So that play had no chance of being completed whatsoever. Sheldon Biles, left tackle of Army, knocks it down and knocks it down quickly. He's a 6-foot-1-inch boy, and he just reached up and tapped it down. In the meantime, there's a quarterback sneak with Johnny Lujak carrying the ball himself. He squirms through the center of a whole pile of tacklers, comes underneath the line, submarining his way through, goes from the 22 to the 24, picking up 2 yards for Notre Dame before he's stopped by the center of the Army line. Joe Steppy, Jim Enos, and Art Jaramata. There's 1:05 remaining in the first period of the football game from the Yankee Stadium. The score is still Notre Dame nothing, Army nothing. Notre Dame out of the huddle. Notre Dame playing in their Kelly G. Green jerseys. Army resplendent in black jerseys with golden numerals. Terry Brennan out to the left this time. Johnny Lujak calling his signals. Lujak back for a pass for Notre Dame. He throws a long pass. It's a long one way up the field, and it's intended for Jim Martin. It's not good. Thrown all the way back from the 10. It comes all the way down to the Army 40. A 50-yard pass sails through the sky, and it is not good. Both Blake and Leahy getting ready to make multiple substitutions. We have about 45 seconds remaining in the first period of this game, and it looks like they're both going to start new teams for the second period. But get your pencils and erasers out if you're keeping up with these lineups. It is fourth down, 9 yards to go. Notre Dame's ball on their own 24. Johnny Lujak is back in punt formation. He is standing back on the Irish 15. He's going to boot. He does. He gets a beauty up in the air. Way back to take it as Arnold Tucker on the Army 25. He's back to the Cadets 30, up to the 35, stays on his feet, stays to the 40, gets to the 45, and he's knocked down on the 43-yard line. Arnold Tucker runs it all the way from the Army 20 up to the Army 43. And here comes some Army players out on the playing field just as they start across the field. Red Blake stands on his feet and says, "Wait a minute, boys, come on back here." Now they are running out. There's a new Army team going into the game right now. There with only 30 seconds remaining to be played in this first period. Left end, Bob Folsom. Left tackle, Al Anderson. Left guard, Jack Ray. At center, Lives is going in. At right guard, Frank Barnes. At right tackle, Harold Hamsel. At right end, Jim Roars. At quarterback, Arnold Gallifa. At left halfback, Jack Shelley. At fullback, Bill Gustafson. At right halfback, Billy West. West is the only one stays in. Notre Dame has not made their substitutions as yet. They may after the next play. They've got their boys all ready to go in. Army just substituted a new team with one exception. We called the players off as they came to the ballgame. It is now Army's ball. First down, 10 yards to go with 25 seconds remaining in this first period of the football game. Davis is still in that ballgame. Davis carrying the ball this time on his play. Squirms his way through the center line. Twisting and bobbing, and he goes all the way out of the Notre Dame 45 before he stopped. Glenn Davis, still in that ballgame. We had taken him out a moment ago, replaced him by Jack Shelley. Blake waved him back into the game. Glave Davis went back into the ballgame and carried the ball on that play and reeled it down to the Notre Dame 46-yard line. There's 5 seconds remaining in this period, and then this period may be all over. There's 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. There it is, end of the first period. Davis had trotted back onto the field after he'd been removed from the game by Earl Blake, coach of Army. He went back into the ballgame and just picked up about 8 big yards for the Cadets on the first running play. Army's first string backfield is going back in now as the teams change sides. They were only out for about 15 seconds, so Davis, Rowan, Tucker, and Blanchard are all back in the ballgame at the moment. They were only out for one play. As the teams change sides, let's listen to that Army band. Notre Dame team. team on the field, so we better give you these while time is still out. Here's the new Notre Dame squad running on right now. Left end, Bobby Skoglund. Left tackle, Casper Erden. Left guard, Billy Fisher. Center, Marty Wendell. Right guard, Fred Robye. Right tackle, Georgie Sullivan. Right end, Frank Kozakowski. At quarterback, George Ratterman. Left halfback, Jerry Cowig. At fullback, Johnny Pinelli. And at right halfback, Mike Swistowicz. There's the new Notre Dame team, and we've given you the changes for Army. It's the new Army line and the old Army backfield. Actually, the Army backfield, three of them were out for one play. Army's ball now. It is second down, less than 3 yards to go. The ball is given in a reverse to Glenn Davis. Davis is fading Bay way back to throw a long forward pass. He touches it down and completes it to Doc Blanchard. Blanchard takes it all the way down on the Notre Dame 25-yard line. He's running about on the Notre Dame 23-yard line. And it's Army's ball, first and 10, down on the Irish 23. Davis throwing, Doc Blanchard telling, catching, and it's moved the ball down to the Notre Dame 23-yard line. Army's ball now, first and 10, down on the Notre Dame 23. Strohmeyer stays in at center. Marty Wendell goes out for Notre Dame. Arnold Tucker calling these signals. Tucker takes the ball. He's fading back to jump a pass. Instead, he gives it to Davis. Davis plays back the pass. Can't get it away. He reverses his field. He's back on the 30, and he's knocked down on the 27 for a loss of 4 yards. Arnold Tucker tried to pass. Couldn't do it. Threw a lateral to Glenn Davis. Davis played it back to pass. He couldn't do it. And Davis was finally trapped all the way back on the Notre Dame 27-yard line. So will history repeat as we start the second period of the football game from the Yankee Stadium. Notre Dame has stopped Army once this afternoon deep down in their own territory. Will they be able to do it again? Johnny Lujack comes back in at quarterback. George Ratterman goes out for Notre Dame. Both the Frank Leahy and Red Blake refusing to take chances on a second string backfield at such a crucial moment. Army's first stringers are all in there now, all the backs. They got a second string line. It's a fumble in the Army backfield. Glenn Davis picks it up, throws it out on the front, and sends it for Bob Folsom. Folsom can't go high enough. Incomplete. Glenn Davis, for the moment, looked like he might have made a fumble in the backfield. The ball started to squirt away from his arms. As it did, he grasped it himself and didn't let the ball touch the ground, so actually there was no fumble. Here comes that Army first string line back in, too. Blake is taking no chances. Army's first string line going back on the playing field right now. That puts that line almost back the way it was before. We'll call it out for you when they make their changes and we see exactly who's going in for whom. It'll be Barney Poole back in at left end. Sheldon Biles at left tackle. Harold Tassel may stay in at right tackle. Frank Barnes at right guard. Billy Oman stays in at center. Jaramillo goes back in. Fulberg goes back in. Those are all changes in the Army line. Most of the first team is back in. Here's a quick shovel pass thrown out to Glenn Davis. Davis gives the lateral to Blanchard. Blanchard fades back to try and throw a forward pass. Can't get it away. And he's trapped 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He's knocked all the way back on the Notre Dame 39-yard line by Bobby Skoglund, the left end of Notre Dame. Blanchard and Davis seesawing back and forth with that ball, trying to make up their mind who is going to run with it or who is going to pass. Neither one passes, and for the second running play in a row, this Notre Dame team, which refuses to let Army get too deep in its territory, is pushing Army backwards. It is now fourth down, 24 yards to go. Army's ball on the Notre Dame 39-yard line, back in safety position for Army is Ashbo. Russ Ashbo comes in for Swistowicz. He's standing all the way back, almost on the Notre Dame goal line. Kicking is Davis. Davis boots it high in the air, waiting to take it to Jerry Cowig. Cowig takes it on the Notre Dame 5. He's up to the 10, the 15, and he is knocked back to the 12. Jerry Cowig, left halfback of Notre Dame, took that catch almost on the goal line. So it's Notre Dame ball, first and 10 on the Notre Dame 20. Well, let's call it on the Notre Dame 13-yard line. Bryant comes in at right tackle. Art Gentleman is back in at right guard for Army. Both squads have got their first team backfields almost completely back into the ball game. The only change might be Army has a few second stringers still left in that line, but not many. We'll go down this Army line in just a second. In the meantime, it's Notre Dame's ball. Johnny Lujack calling these signals. Jerry Cowig at one wing back. Russ Ashbull at the other. Johnny Pinelli at fullback. So three of those Notre Dame backfield stars are second. On the 18-yard line. He comes from the 13 to the 18-yard line. A gain of at least 5 yards on that play. Maybe a little bit longer. Let's see what the referee puts that ball down. He puts it a little closer to the 19-yard line for a gain of 6 yards on the play. So it will be Notre Dame's ball, second and 4. Army, Hank Bolberg's in at right end, Goble Bryan at right tackle, Art Jeremet at right guard, Jimmy Enos at center, Joe Steffi at left guard, Sheldon Biles at left tackle, Barney Poole at left end, Tucker's at quarterback, Rowan's at right half, Blanchard's at left half, Davis is at full. Army's first team is back in the game. Billy Gompers comes in at right halfback for Notre Dame. Johnny Lujack calling these signals. Lujack back, fakes the throw, pass, elects to run with the ball, and stays on his feet, goes to the 20, up to the 24-yard line, and he's knocked down on the 24, twisting and bobbing as he weaves his way on a complete spinner play, which found him faking it to give it to Gary Cowley. He didn't. He kept it himself, and he reels off a first down for Notre Dame. It is Notre Dame's ball, first and 10 on their own 24-yard line. The score of this game is Notre Dame nothing, Army nothing. And we are now 2 minutes of playing time into the second period of the football game. Deployed way out to the right is Jerry Cowley. He's 15 yards out to the right of the Notre Dame end. Johnny Lujack hears the ball this time to Gompers. Gompers into the center of the line, and he is hit by a stonewall of tacklers. Jeremiah, Jimmy Enos, Joe Steffi, the entire center of the Army team stop him cold. Gain of 1 yard on that play. Red Blake getting ready to put back his second team. He's getting ready to move in his second team line. He probably will keep back a first team backfield, but a second team line. At the moment, he's got the whole Army first team in. Notre Dame's ball at a 2nd and 9 now. Lujack calling these signals. He shovel passes it to Jerry Cowley. Cowley coming around the short center line, stays on his feet, goes past the 30, steps out of bounds on the 33. Jerry Cowley runs it up to the 33. And that's a gain of about, well, we'll call that a good 6 yard gain. A gain of 1 yard on the previous play and 6 on this makes a total of 7. Leaves him still between 2 and 3 yards shy. Jerry Cowley on a spinner, moving around from the left side of the line, cutting just outside his own right tackle and staying just inbound. Moves the ball up to the Notre Dame 33-yard line, where it is now 3rd down, less than 2 yards to go, about 2.5 yards to go. And here's a line buck with Johnny Pinelli, the fullback, bucking his way right on the center of the line with his head down and his knees driving high. He tried to knife his way through, found no opening to push into. He lunged forward with a final thrust and picked up maybe 1 yard. But I think it leaves it still shy of a first down by inches. Line sticks are being brought in to measure whether this is or is not a first down. They're going to measure this awfully, awfully close. It is a first down. Notre Dame picks up a first down by a scant inch. As Notre Dame ball first and 10 on the Irish 34-yard line. Army's playing a 6-man line now. Army's man in motion this time with Jerry Cowley as he ran laterally across the field. Johnny Lujack calling these signals. Notre Dame running out of a T formation with a man in motion. Balance line. It is Lujack back for a forward pass. Cocks his arm back. Can't find his man. Elects to run. Now he does throw a long pass. And it's completed. Completed about. He's Scoven all the way down to the Army 40-yard line. Scoven goes high into the air. He catches it on the Army 40. He's hit immediately by Glenn Davis. It's Notre Dame's ball first and 10 on the Army 40-yard line. And for the first time this afternoon, Notre Dame is down in Army territory. Notre Dame cheering section. Diagonally across the field from where the ball is resting is yelling, "Go on, Notre Dame. Keep going." And the Army rooters are yelling, "Dig in and stop him." Here comes Notre Dame on a wide-open formation over to the right with Scoglin deployed out wide this time. The ball is given this time on a direct line back to Johnny Pinelli. Pinelli in through the center of the line, and he goes through for about 5 to 7 yards before he's butt down. Squirming his way all the way down to the 20, let's call it the 33-yard line. The 33-yard line. He stopped on the 33, again at 7 yards on that play. It'll be 2nd down coming up 3 yards to go, and Notre Dame is running through the Army team right now. There's a scoreless ball game in the Yankee Stadium, but the Irish are deep down into Army territory. Ball is given on the crossbar to Jerry Cowley. Cowley coming around the center line. He's back to the 30, down to the 25, down to the 20, stays on his feet. He's down to the 15-yard line, and he's knocked down on the 14-yard line. Jerry Cowley, left halfback of Notre Dame, goes all the way down to the Army 14-yard line before Arnold Tucker, safety man for Army, can come up and stop him, and Army asks for timeout. Listen to this crowd in the Yankee Stadium. Time has been called. And Blake, who was about to make wholesale substitutions a moment ago, decides to bank on his first team. He can't take them out now. Notre Dame has the ball down on the Army. He caught at the 13.5-yard line. First down, 10 yards to go. And so that our stations may properly identify themselves across this nation and overseas as well, we pause briefly for station identification. Back in the Yankee Stadium in New York City, 75,000 people seated, watching, fascinated by a brilliant football game between unbeaten Army and unbeaten Notre Dame. Army has had 2 scoring opportunities already this afternoon. They have not been able to prevail upon either one of them to make them good. Notre Dame has its first scoring opportunity at the moment as they've driven all the way down to the Cadets' 13.5-yard line with a 1st down and 10 yards to go. We have 11 minutes of playing time remaining in the first half of the football game. The score is Army nothing, Notre Dame nothing. This is Bill Stern speaking from the Yankee Stadium. Time is out. The Army band strikes up and strikes down just as quick as they do. We're just about to go down there to pick up an Army cheer, and here comes one knife. Time is still out. Let's listen. back in now. Red Blake is changing his defense. He's been playing a five-man defense. He goes into a six-man line. Deployed way out to the right this time is Jerry Cowig. Johnny Lujak calling these signals for Notre Dame. Notre Dame, Johnny Lujak back to a forward pass. He throws it completed down to the 10-yard line. It's caught immediately by Cowig, who's deployed way out to the right. He catches it on the 10, and he's knocked down immediately on the 10 by Arnold Tucker. A completed forward pass is good for 3.5 yards. It'll be second down coming up now. Notre Dame's ball, 6.5 yards to go for the first down, 10 yards to go for the touchdown. Been a long time since the Irish have gotten one. Are they going to get one today? They didn't score in 44, and they didn't score in 45. Cowig out to the right. Lujak calling these signals. Johnny back for the pass. Instead of passing it, he gives it to Johnny Pinelli, the fullback, and Pinelli drives forward to about, I believe, the 6-yard line. That's awfully close to being a first down. They may measure this to see whether it is or is not. Ball is resting on the 5-yard line. Ball is all the way down to the Army 5-yard line, and it is 1 yard shy of a first down. So it is third down, 1 yard to go. Army is using two centers in now. Billy Yeoman and Jimmy Enos both backing up the center of the Army line. It is third down, 1 yard to go. Jerry Cowig in the tailback this time. A deceptive quarterback sneak this time with Johnny Lujak trying to carry the ball. He may have gone to the 4-yard line, and they're going to measure to see whether this is or is not a first down. 4 yards away from the Irish is a potential touchdown. They're going to bring the line sticks in to measure this to see whether it is or is not a first down. It is not a first down. It misses it by inches. It is fourth down. About 12 inches to go for a first down. 12 inches to go for a first down. The ball is resting on the Army 4-yard line. This is a play that can mean the whole ball game. Notre Dame settles back now. Johnny Lujak clicks a flip pass to Jerry Cowley. Cowley going around the side of the line. That puts it over to Billy Gompers. Gompers is back to the 4, the 3-yard line. He's knocked out of bounds on the 3, but there's a flag on the play. Hang on to your hat. He picked up enough yardage for the first down, but there's a clipping penalty on that play. There's a clipping penalty on that play, and it all depends upon who it's called against. See who that is called against. He had run the ball down to the 3-yard line, which was enough. It was the 1 yard they needed for the first down, but it depends upon who that penalty is called against. Clipping is called against. See exactly who it is. It's called against Notre Dame. It is called against Notre Dame. Army refuses the penalty. It nullifies the game made on the play, and Army takes over first and 10 on their own 4. Army's ball, first and 10 on their own 4, thanks to a penalty which nullifies the last play, takes back the gain which was made by Notre Dame, which would have earned them a first down, and gives the ball over to Army because that was a fourth down coming up. Army naturally refuses the penalty because by taking the 15-yard penalty, they'd have given Notre Dame another down. They didn't want to do that, and they wanted the ball, they got it. It's Army's ball, first and 10 on their own 4. Yeomans is out. Enos is in at center for Army. Billy West is in at right halfback. Here's a running play with West carrying the ball for Army. He moves it from the 4 up to approximately the 8-yard line. And it's Army's ball now, second and about 6 yards to go. Army deep back on their own. Well, let's call that the 9-yard line instead of the 8-yard line. Again, a 5 yards on that play. It's Billy West, the right halfback of Army, bolts his way between right guard and center. Notre Dame with a golden opportunity loses the ball 4 yards away from a potential touchdown. Army running out of the T formation. In motion this time is Mr. Blanchard. Davis carrying the ball. Davis moving over the short side of the line. He crosses the 10-yard line. Is hit down on the 12-yard line. A gain of about 3 yards on that play. Joe Signiago, the left guard of Notre Dame, who just came in at left guard, incidentally, and Casper Erden, the left tackle of the men who stopped that play. It will be third down coming up now. There's a gain of 1 yard on that play, so it'll be 4 yards to go. Army's ball. Take them out of the huddle. Third and 4. They're going back into a punt formation. Billy West is standing all the way back on the in the Army end zone. He's standing 1 foot in the end zone. He'll probably kick from the goal line if he's going to kick. He does. He's kicking on a third down. He boots it up the field. It's not a particularly brilliant kick. It rolls up to the middle of the field. It's taken by Jerry Cowig of Notre Dame on his own 50. He's trying to get away from one tackler. Can't do it. And he kicks down on the Army 48-yard line. Jerry Cowig takes it on the 50 and is knocked down on the Army 48. So, that clipping penalty stopped Notre Dame from having a first down on the Army 3-yard line. And on the exchange, or rather on the punt made by Army on the third succeeding play, the Cadets booted the Irish all the way back to the 49-yard line, where it is now Notre Dame's ball, first and 10 on the 49-yard line, and it's Army's 49, although it's Notre Dame's ball. Cowig in motion this time. Lujak back for the forward pass. He throws it incomplete. Johnny Lujak throwing for Bob Skoglund. He can't hit Skoglund. The ball comes closer to hitting Billy West, the right halfback of Army. Incomplete. We have half of the second period remaining to be played. And the score is Army nothing, Notre Dame nothing. The game reaching you from the Yankee Stadium in New York City. Temperature is down in the 50s. Sun is trying to come through. It was a murky day, but it's cleared up now. There's no breeze to stop either team. Cowig in motion this time. Lujak back for another pass for Notre Dame. He throws it incomplete. He throws it to Jerry Cowig, the left halfback of Notre Dame. One of those short passes right over the center of the line, and it is not good. So the ball is returned to the line of scrimmage, and that will bring up the third down. Still leaves 10 yards to go. Two incomplete passes. Barney Poole, left end of Army, dropped back on that play and knocked that ball down. Incomplete. 7.5 minutes of playing time remaining in the second period. The score is Army nothing, Notre Dame nothing. Here come the Fighting Irish out of the huddle. They run over to the right this time. Jerry Cowig in a single wing over the right, and Cowig gets deployed out wide. It's Lou Jack. Taking to go back for a forward pass. Give it to Johnny Finelli. Finelli into the center of the line, and he may have gained 2 yards. Johnny Finelli, fullback at Notre Dame, goes into the center of the line. He picked up about 2 yards. Ran it to the Army 47-yard line. And now Junior Davis is going back in safety position for Army. Since this brings up a fourth down, and it's 8 yards to go, he senses that Notre Dame will have to kick. Notre Dame back into a punt formation. And Davis is back in one position, one safety position, and Plucker in the other. Lou Jack is back in kick formation for Notre Dame. Lou Jack will boot from the 45, his own. He kicks, it's up in the air. He's driving it across the field towards Glenn Davis. Davis takes it all the way back on his own goal line. He's up to the 5, the 10, the 15, stays on his feet, goes to the 20, and he's knocked down on the 23-yard line. Glenn Davis comes up to the 23, and his Army's ball on their own 23. Fred Robye, right guard of Army, or rather of Notre Dame, is the man who made that tackle. There are 6 minutes and 35 seconds of playing time remaining in the first half of this football game from the Yankee Stadium. And the score is Army nothing, Notre Dame nothing. Unbeaten Army, 25 wins behind them. They haven't been stopped since December of 1943. And unbeaten Notre Dame rolling along towards its first unbeaten season since 38. Doc Blanchard, left halfback of Army, pulls his way into the center of the line. With a fatal lunge, he plunges forward, goes for a gain of approximately 4 yards as he moves the ball up to the 26-yard line. The ball is resting on the 22, just shy of the 23. So it's a gain of about 3.5 yards. It'll be second down, coming up 6.5 yards to go. It is Army's ball deep down in the cadets' territory, 15 yards in from the northern side of the playing field. This field runs east by west. Billy West, incidentally, the right halfback, is deployed way out to the right this time. A cross butt with Doc Blanchard powering his way through the center of the Notre Dame line. He just about reaches the 30-yard line. For a gain of about 4 more yards, that will bring up the third down, leave 2 yards shy, and Army is beginning to move with Mr. Blanchard, Doc Blanchard. All-American fullback last year, now playing left halfback for Army, pulling his way over his own left tackle. George Sullivan, the right tackle of Notre Dame, is the man who stopped him. Score is Army nothing, Notre Dame nothing. And here comes Army out of the huddle very quickly. Arnold Tucker calling these signals. In motion this time is Blanchard. Blanchard to Davis. Davis into the center of the line, and I believe he picked up a number of first down. He reels forward from the 30 up to about the 33-yard line. He's knocked down on the 33 as Glenn Davis, who is not supposed to be a linebacker, puts his head down, dives to the center of the line, and gives Army a first down on their own 33-yard line. The Cadets have a 33, have a first down on their own 33. Score is Army nothing, Notre Dame nothing. An airtight ball game from the Yankee Stadium, which finds Notre Dame playing a 5-man line on defense and Army playing a 6-man line.